Shameless Media.
This episode of the Shameless Book Club is brought to you by Baileys Irish Cream Liqueur, inspiring indulgence through me time moments. A good writer can create an entire universe with nothing more than words. But what happens when real life is even more outrageous than a story in a book? Welcome to Stranger Than Fiction, where we investigate the intriguing world of writers and the bizarre reality behind some of the world's most famous stories. I'm your host, Eilish Gilligan, and today I am joined by Shameless Media Junior Podcast Producer, Ruby Hall. Hi, Ruby.
Hey, Eilish.
How are you going?
I'm good. This is my first time on Stranger Than Fiction.
I know, and we have an absolute banger story for you today.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right, today we are asking the question, is Taylor Swift secretly writing spy thrillers under a pseudonym? Now, huge spoiler warning ahead. I am going to be spoiling the complete plot for Argyle, the book, and Argyle, the movie. I am an absolute spoiler machine. So please take care. If you don't want to be spoiled, stop listening now and then come back later. But seriously, I'm going to spoil everything. So you've been warned. To start at the very beginning of this saga, we have to rewind all the way back to July 2021, when the media outlet Deadline confirmed some rumours. These rumours surrounded the director Matthew Vaughn and his apparent brand new spy thriller named Argyle. Now, this story, a classic Stranger Than Fiction tale, is going to have many twists and turns, but stay with us. I'd never heard of this guy, Matthew Vaughn, before, but as it turns out, he's a really successful film director with a particular knack for thrillers. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Yeah, neither had I. Like I said, he's done a couple of really successful thrillers, and he directed and co-wrote the Kingsman series, as well as a couple of X-Men films back in the day.
Right.
Not really my speed.
No, neither.
But I'm sure it means something to someone. So in this report, there were a few details about this new project. First, the rumoured cast. We have Bryce Dallas Howard and Henry Cavill in leading roles, and Sam Rockwell and Samuel L. Jackson in supporting roles. Pop star Dua Lipa was also scheduled to make her acting debut in Argyle. With a successful director with great credentials and a star-studded cast, this movie had everything going for it to be a success. Deadline also reported that the film would be the first installment in a franchise of, quote, at least three films. So it's kind of like they're soft launching like a new Marvel series or something.
Right, okay.
So crucially, Deadline was the first outlet to confirm that Argyle, the film, would be based on the as yet unreleased debut novel of the very same name. The report named one Ellie Conway as the author of this novel and reported that the book was set for release in 2022 with Penguin Random House. And this is the part of the report that intrigued me at the time. Because is this normal? How often are movies made before the book that inspired said movie is even released into the world? The only thing that I can really think of is Game of Thrones, because like they did the series inspired by the books that had come out, and then they went way off track because George R.R. Martin hadn't written the rest of the books.
Right. Yeah, usually the book is out first and the inspo is from the book.
Exactly. It's an adaptation.
Yeah. This is sus.
It's sus literally off the bat. So here's what Matthew Vaughn said about this mysterious book. Quote, "When I read this early draft manuscript, I felt it was the most incredible and original spy franchise since Ian Fleming's books of the 50s. This is going to reinvent the spy genre." So in case you didn't know, Ian Fleming is the guy who wrote the James Bond novels.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much saying that Argyle is going to be just as good, if not better, than the James Bond franchise.
Wow.
Which are fighting words and really talking himself up, which I respect in a way, but also you set yourself up for some pretty big failures when you talk like that.
Yeah.
Not to, you know, spoil the ending. A few weeks later, Apple confirmed that they had acquired the rights to the Argyle film for $200 million. $1,000. When Deadline told us that Argyle was going to be big budget, they were not kidding. So here is the information we had by late 2021. Argyle the movie was going to be based on an as yet unpublished novel of the same name from a completely unknown author. The book was scheduled to be released before the film, so people would be able to familiarize themselves with the story before the movie came out. This is unusual, like I said before. You might be wondering how a debut author somehow secured an incredibly lucrative movie deal, a $200 million movie deal, before her first book had been released. Well, all I will say at this point is that not everything was as it seemed. These initial reports did not provide much in the way of release information for either the book or the movie. All we knew was that the book was supposed to be released before the movie and that the book was, quote, expected in 2022. The book was later given a specific release date of September 29, 2022, but this was delayed to March 30, 2023 for unknown reasons. This got me thinking, if an entire movie screenplay, or at least an outline for a movie, had been based on this unfinished manuscript in August 2021, you'd think the author would have had more than enough time to actually finish the book by late 2022, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of time in between.
Yeah. And if we're looking at this as it appears, this person is a debut author. You would think that they wouldn't have other stuff going on.
No.
You know, career-wise at least. But, you know, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
So, you know, things get delayed. That's all right. After the author Ellie and her publishers missed the original release date, The Hollywood Reporter decided to do some digging on this enigmatic debut author. They wanted to know, who was she? And how did she manage to snag a $200 million movie deal without a published book to her name? They were left with more questions than answers. In the report headlined, Mystery Enshrouds Author Behind Henry Cavill's Spy Thriller Argyle, writer Seth Abramovich explained that pretty much every attempt he made to make some form of contact with Ellie Conway failed. He also noted that at this point in time, Argyle, the novel, did not even have an Amazon landing page. So, like, when a book is announced, it's pretty much immediately online. You can pre-order it.
Yeah.
No issues. It's so unusual for a book to be announced with like a release date and for there to be no trace of it anywhere on the internet.
You can't get it in your basket. It
exist. So the Hollywood Reporter was also unable to get an advanced copy of the book, something that should have been really easy for a publication like that. Like at Shameless Media, we get sent advanced copies all the time.
Yeah.
And if the Hollywood Reporter is asking for an advanced copy of Argyle and they're not being given one, something is up for sure.
This is sus.
The only piece of information Seth could obtain about Ellie Conway was her two-line bio on the Penguin Random House website, which read, Ellie Conway was born and raised in upstate New York. She wrote her first novel about Agent Argyle while working as a waitress in a late-night diner. As per The Hollywood Reporter, quote, efforts by The Hollywood Reporter to interview Conway or even learn more details about her have proven fruitless. Communication with the publicist for Ballantine Books, the Penguin imprint publishing Argyle, went dead after conversation turned to questions about the author. Emails to Conway's agent, WME's Eric Reed, also failed to receive a response. So, this journalist could not find a photograph of Ellie Conway, no information about her life before Argyle, in fact, no information at all beyond what was included in the two-line bio. So this is suspicious, obviously. After this report was published, it was pretty clear that Ellie Conway was a pen name, a pseudonym for someone who did not want to be known. So this is really unusual because obviously we live in a world where you have to be online as an author in order to promote and sell your books. And it's a massive choice to write under a pen name and to keep so intensely private that a massive media outlet like The Hollywood Reporter can't even get in contact with you at all. It's so wild.
I'm shook, Eilish.
Oh my God, you're shook already? Just seriously, just wait.
Oh my God.
Often, like with Stranger Than Fiction, I find that some of the strange stories, because they're real, they don't have a satisfying ending.
Yes.
But this one really does.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Okay, so the name Ellie Conway being a pseudonym is literally the only explanation here. No one and I mean no one, is on the internet with their real name with no results. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to find something.
Yeah.
On exactly. Google. Exactly. There's something about us all out there. Really.
Exactly. That had to be why. Absolutely no further information was showing up after extensive sleuthing. So Argyle the novel didn't come out in March 2023, its rescheduled date. Its release was delayed yet again to January 2024, which was around 2.5 years after the movie based on the book was announced. So wow. They announced the movie in 2021 saying it was based on this book. And they were like, don't worry, you'll get the book soon. You get the book soon. And then the book didn't come out for 2.5 years after that.
So they may have already begun filming at this stage or pre-production. Yeah.
Wow. The book was still scheduled to drop before the movie, right? So the book's dropping in January 2024 and the movie is dropping on February 1, 2024.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
1 month out.
So they're literally being dropped a month apart.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure what happened there. I do have some insight later to come in this episode, but I think they really did have the idea that they wanted to have the book out for a while so people could read it first and then see the movie, but that did not eventuate for whatever reason. So in September 2023, we got an Argyle movie trailer, and this is where things get very interesting and a little confusing. So the trailer for the movie Argyle revealed that Ellie Conway, the author of the book Argyle, was actually the main character of the movie.
I'm like speechless. I'm trying to connect the dots. What do you mean?
I cannot tell you how many times I've like rewritten and rewritten this because it's so confusing.
No, but it's like so interesting. I'm like, Ellie Conway, who are you?
Exactly. It's so intriguing.
Yeah.
So it is confusing, I know, but this is not a typical spy movie, just like Matthew Vaughn was telling us. The trailer for Argyle actually presented a pretty cool concept. The author of the book Argyle, the real book that was coming out, Ellie Conway, was a main character in the movie Argyle, which is all very meta. The plot literally thickened. Now, Ellie Conway's real identity was even more intriguing than it was before, and viewers had some theories. So, I know this is a bit confusing and I know I'm over-explaining it.
Oh, that's fine.
So, let me just clarify. Someone called Ellie Conway wrote a book called Argyle. The rights to the movie version of Argyle, based on the book, were bought by Apple so that the director, Matthew Vaughn, could direct the film. The trailer for the film revealed that Argyle author Ellie Conway was going to be portrayed in the movie as a main character. And at this point, September 2023, we had not read Argyle yet. The book had not come out. The book was set to come out in January 2024. So we're all watching this trailer being like, what the hell is this book going to be about? It's going to be first person. Is Ellie Conway going to be a spy? Like, what is happening? So I read this book and we are going to cover all of it, but not just yet. First, we have to go to a break. Here at the Shameless Book Club, you all know how much we love taking a moment for ourselves, so there is no better sponsor to remind us of this than Baileys Irish Cream Liqueur. Baileys has a range of delicious cocktails, from a hot Irish coffee to a chocolatini. There is a treat for any adult's taste buds. If you are looking for a creamy iced cocktail, might I suggest Baileys 3-ingredient Vietnamese latte recipe. Made with brewed coffee, condensed milk, and Baileys' own original Irish cream liqueur, it is the perfect combination of sweet and creamy. This is a great one to sip on while flipping through the pages or perhaps getting lost in a podcast much like this. If you are over 18 and interested in an indulgent treat, head online or in-store to shop the Baileys range. And as always, remember to drink responsibly. Thank you so much to Baileys for making this episode of the Shameless Book Club possible. Before we get into what actually happened in the book Argyle, we have to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. How does Taylor get dragged into this? I can't.
So, from what I could tell when I was researching this, the first person to post the theory that Taylor Swift is Ellie Conway was user Jesse Swiftalk on TikTok. Rubes, I know you're a Swiftie.
Yes.
But I wanted to insert this explanation in case some listeners aren't Swifties. So in case that's you, you should know. Taylor Swift is famous amongst her fans for inserting Easter eggs into everything she does. Songs, performances, music videos, interviews, everything. These Easter eggs are little clues as to when new music might be coming, who songs are written about, etc. A simple example of this was when she revealed the Lover album title within the music video for her song Me. But you should know that the Easter eggs can go really, really deep. One recent Easter egg for her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, was a piece of unusual code in the back end of Taylor's website. And because of this deep Easter egg tendency that Taylor has, Swifties often run themselves around in circles trying to interpret what they believe are secret messages from Taylor hidden in her work. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
So on October 21, 2023, just a few weeks after the trailer dropped for Argyle, Jessie posted a TikTok titled, "Is Taylor writing under a pseudonym Ellie Conway?"
Ellie Conway, a real writer, is portrayed as a writer in this movie by Bryce Dallas Howard, who has red hair, right? And also carries around a cat in a cat backpack, like we've seen Taylor do several times. So that was the first thing that caught my eye. The second thing, red hair Taylor, author of a book, at the end of the All Too Well short, and Argyle, like, girl loves an Argyle sweater.
In this video, Jessie essentially analyzed the Argyle movie trailer through a Swiftian lens. Her quote evidence that Taylor is Ellie Conway was as follows. Jessie notes that Ellie Conway, as she's portrayed by Bryce Dallas Howard, is a red-headed author. And Taylor played a red-headed author herself in the video for All Too Well 10-minute version.
I can't. I love it.
I mean, you can't argue with facts.
Like. No, you can't. It's true.
Okay, so the trailer also features a Scottish Fold cat inside a cat backpack. Taylor owns two Scottish Fold cats and also owns a very similar cat backpack as seen in the documentary Miss Americana. So Jessie also pointed out that Taylor has worn an Argyle-style sweater in the past. On a separate occasion, Taylor also wore a jumper that said Conway on it during rehearsals for the Eras tour. Although I will say that the jumper that she was wearing was actually from Conway Recording Studios in Hollywood, where Taylor has recorded music before. That's all the evidence. That's it.
Oh God, this is so funny. The cat, the Conway on the jumper. I'm like tracing. I'm like, have I seen that on TikTok? Like,
yeah.
Has this popped up?
It's so crazy how massive this theory got.
Wow.
And I watched, because I was like, surely there has to be like something really deep and convincing.
Yeah.
About this. And I watched that original video. It goes for 5 minutes, goes for so long. And I was just like, that's it.
It's so funny. Oh my God, I love these theories.
I know. This video debuting this theory has just over 100,000 likes on TikTok. Jessie, realizing that this was a very popular theory, turned this theory into a full-on series on her TikTok account and took a whole lot of Swifties right down the rabbit hole with her. Over the next few weeks, countless other Swiftie TikTokers extrapolated on Jessie's original theory. I think part of the reason this rumor spread so widely is because of the Swiftie online echo chamber. Swifties are arguably the biggest fan base in the world, and because of years of interpreting quote-unquote clues from Taylor, it's not so unusual that they would accidentally create their own Taylor Swift Easter eggs that were not planted by Taylor Swift in any way whatsoever. They have done it before. I think a really good example of this is the fact that Swifties have been convinced of like three separate Reputation Taylor's Version release dates over the last few years.
And we're still waiting.
Exactly. We're still waiting.
We're not that onto it, us Swifties. You might think we are, but we're not.
I think, yeah, literally been wrong like three separate times. Yeah. So I think this is why Jessie's theory became so popular, despite the lack of any actual substantial evidence that pointed towards Taylor being Ellie Conway. For example, another piece of evidence cited by the Swifties was the fact that Ellie appeared to be wearing a cardigan in the Argyle trailer because Cardigan by Taylor Swift.
One of my fave songs, not gonna lie. But how many people wear cardigans?
it's a cardigan. So around the time these series were gaining traction, Ellie Conway herself, whoever she is or was, started posting to Instagram and Twitter. Her supposed account is verified on Instagram, so it does appear to be real. In her second post to the platform, her first post was just the Argyle movie poster, Ellie shared a photo of a bookshop alongside the caption, "How do you fluster an introvert? Publish her first novel, have Matthew Vaughn buy the movie rights, then tell her she has to start using social media for visibility. So I have returned to where I feel the most at home. I love bookstores, and this one especially has my heart." So now Ellie is online. The rest of Ellie's photos are boring as hell.
We know who she is. She's alive.
So it's a lot of like, you know, obviously love my parents and they're probably listening to this, but you know, like when your parents post to Instagram,
yeah,
and it's like, yes, you know, a picture of a coffee or whatever.
Yeah. My nana, it's always a flower in the garden. And exactly. I'm like, bless you.
This is literally Ellie Conway's Instagram. It right. is literally the most boomer-coded Instagram you have ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah.
There's lots of landscapes. Her profile picture is like an kind of off-center photo of a cup of coffee. Is this less convincing that it's Taylor? We know Taylor can be a bit cringe sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. So love her for it, but she definitely can be.
Yeah. So I do wonder, it honestly did not deter Swifties in the comments.
Yeah.
As soon as Ellie Conway started posting on Instagram, she was flooded with Swifties. Like in the comment section, it is just all Swifties. You should see and scroll. It's crazy. Here is a perfect summation of those comments from the Washington Post. Ellie posted a photo of autumn leaves. In brackets, "Do you by any chance remember it all too well?" one commenter asked. Then a half-eaten tiramisu. In brackets, "Oh my God, she posted this on a Wednesday in a cafe," another commenter said. "A solitary pigeon on the sidewalk." In brackets, "This is so 1989 coded," another commenter said.
I love it.
"Yes," some allowed, "this was plainly Delulu, clown emoji behavior, but wasn't that the fun?" And I kind of agree. This stuff is so fun. Being a fan of Taylor Swift is so fun.
It is. You know? We love following for the clues. Where is she now? Who knows?
Yeah.
She doesn't stop. But I'm intrigued. So when did these posts start popping up? Was that this year?
It was last year.
Last year. Okay, cool. Yep. Yeah.
It was around the time the trailer came out. So
yes.
Basically what Ellie was saying with her second post, how she's like, "Oh, I'm flustered because I'm a debut author and I'm an introvert," all this stuff. That was around the time the trailer came out.
Right.
And I think people on her team were like, "You gotta get on Instagram. You gotta get on socials to promote this book." But we will find out a little bit more later. Okay, so after several delays, the Argyle book dropped on January 4, 2024, nearly 3 years after it was announced. Like I said before, I have read this book, and I have to say, after watching the trailer for Argyle, I was confused.
Right. Yep. Oh my God, none of it makes sense. No.
I know.
You thought reading the book might help, but no.
So, again, I'm about to spoil the absolute shit out of this book.
Spoiler alert!
So, it's a spy thriller through and through. I would even call it a run-of-the-mill spy thriller with all the tropes and a very predictable twist at the end. The average Goodreads rating on this book, by the way, is 3.3 stars, which is pretty much straight down the line. The main character is Argyle, and basically he gets recruited into the CIA and joins a team of agents that are given a mission to retrieve a pair of bracelets to stop an ultra-conservative Russian presidential candidate from winning an upcoming election. This was not my cup of tea. If I had to give my own review, which I did on Goodreads, I gave it like 2 stars, I think. To be honest, I was waiting and expecting Ellie Conway to feature in the narrative, but she didn't.
What?
Not even once.
Oh my God. Who is Ellie Conway, honestly? Like, this is...
I know, it's crazy. I was like reading this. It was so thick, this book. It was like this thick. And I was like waiting and waiting and waiting for Ellie Conway to turn up. And she never did. It was just all about Argyle. And I was like, okay.
Right. But Ellie Conway's in the trailer. in the movie trailer.
Yes.
She heavily features as the main character.
Yes. It's so confusing. I was so bewildered. It didn't seem like the plot of Argyle the movie and the plot of Argyle the book matched up in any way, except for the use of Argyle the character, except that didn't even make sense. Dude, it's not even, I can't get into it. So luckily for us, Matthew Vaughn cleared up this discrepancy during an interview with Josh Horowitz for the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast.
And then there's a whole series of books planned. And so this movie, I mean, as I said, I don't want to spoil it all, but I sort of like the idea of the book, but also the idea of showing an author writing the book, and it just inspired a whole lot of just meta movie universe sort of, not I didn't want to say metaverse because that's
a whole other thing.
But I love the idea of what would happen if J.K. Rowling met a wizard and was real. So we sort of ended up, and book four, which is the movie's based around,
okay,
was the one that would work for it. So book one is being published, but book one is, you know, you have to, you know, listen, Mr. Lucas was clever enough to start Star Wars at episode four, so why not us?
Okay, so if that was a bit confusing, because he's speaking so cryptically, Matthew Vaughn is telling us that the movie Argyle is based on the as yet unpublished fourth book in the Argyle series. He also indicated later that he plans for the first Argyle book to be adapted into the second Argyle film as a prequel. And he's saying in that clip, well, George Lucas started Star Wars in the middle of the story, so why can't I, essentially? Confusing.
Oh God.
So confusing.
Like, wow. So he's talking about another book now that hasn't even been published.
The fourth book.
Sorry. When's that going to come out? Like, we'll be waiting a decade.
I know. And the fact that, like, he was saying originally, oh, I've read this unfinished manuscript for Argyle and I wanted to base a movie on it. But it took like 3 years for the first book in the series to come out. It's going to take like a decade for the fourth one to come out. Like, what is going on? It is so confusing. In this interview, the interviewer, Josh, actually says, I'm confused.
Thank God. Thank you, Josh. Our man.
And Matthew replies with, good. So he wants us to feel this
right.
way. I mean, we'll talk about this later, but I don't know if it's working. I think I'm just confused.
Yeah, and you kind of lose interest a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
When you get confused like this.
100%.
It's like, what am I reading and what am I watching? That's, and none of it's matching up.
There's a very fine line between confusing and intriguing and confusing and boring.
Yeah. No, you've hit the nail on the head.
So Matthew didn't give any indication about who Ellie Conway really is in this interview either. Like I said before, you might have picked up on his tone in that clip, but he's really cagey about the whole thing. It's like he's really defensive. Like he just does not want to talk about it, which is so bizarre because he's in an interview to promote the movie, but he's like, I'm not saying anything. So, okay, this is very nitpicky and a little bit down the rabbit hole, but before we move on, I have to tell you something about this book. It is written in British English, okay? Yeah. Now, why does that matter? I can hear the listener being like, Eilish, what the fuck? Why does that matter at all? So, okay, remember how we said one of the only things we know about the author Ellie Conway is that she was apparently born and raised in New York, according to her two-line bio from Penguin.
That's right.
Why is her book written in British English if she's from New York?
Oh, Eilish, you're so good. You're so good at uncovering it all. Throw another spanner in the works. Why don't you? Oh, my God.
So I just wanted to leave that hanging there because that really fascinated me. When I came across that. On February 1, 2024, Argyle the movie finally came out and everybody hated it, which sounds really harsh and I am kidding, but the reviews really were quite bad. So here's how critic David Fear headlined his review for Rolling Stone. Quote, Argyle has a big secret. It's a stunningly bad movie. So bad. The Independent called it a disaster for all involved, while The Guardian labelled it unbearably self-satisfied in their one-star review.
One star, ouch.
Yeah. So the book has lukewarm reviews, mostly from me. The movie has bad reviews, like flat out bad. Do we still care about who the real Ali Conway is? I mean, I do.
I do too. I'm invested now. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole on TikTok after this.
Literally. Stay with me because I'm about to reveal the actual identity of Ali Conway. Or perhaps I should say Ali Conways. Yes. For the record, Matthew Vaughn did finally confirm that Taylor Swift is not Ali Conway.
Oh, thank God.
In a statement to Rolling Stone in January 2024, he said, quote, "I'm not a big internet guy, and it was actually my daughter who came up to me. This is the power of celebrity and the internet," and said, "You never told me Taylor wrote the book." I'm looking at her going, "What are you talking about? Taylor Swift wrote the book. She didn't write the book." And I was laughing because I was like, it's not true. She didn't write the book, but my daughter was convinced of it. So there you have it. As per Matthew Vaughn himself, Taylor Swift did not write Argyle under the name Ali Conway. Sorry, Swifties. Around this time, journalist Sophia Nguyen published a report with the Washington Post with the headline, "Taylor Swift didn't write Argyle. So who did?" Literally doing the Lord's work, Sophia. Thank you so much. So in this report, Sophia laid out her theory behind the Argyle machine and essentially asked the question, is Argyle, the novel, a quote-unquote real book, or was it just a movie tie-in all along? Was Matthew Vaughn lying to us when he said that Argyle, the movie, was based on an unfinished manuscript? To put it plainly, what actually came first? The book or the movie? Here's a quote from that piece. "Is Argyle a real book? That's the deep question. I've read it, and I still couldn't tell you. To me, this is the most plausible scenario. The novelist character in Vaughn's movie is named Ali Conway. Vaughn's production company probably decided to commission someone to write Ali's novel in full as a work for hire, which they would publish as a cutesy tie-in, akin to Marvel publishing Ant-Man's memoir. In this account, the Swiftie speculation over Ellie's identity was just a happy accident that no one was interested in debunking. All the publicists were, pointedly, dodging my interview requests." So Sophia also noted that in the front section of Argyle the book, the text indicated that the copyright for the novel was held by Marv Quinn Holdings Limited, which is a company that is owned by Matthew Vaughn and his wife. So Sophia really put the work in here. She contacted all the businesses that had been tagged in Ali's Instagram posts to check if they knew her or had seen her when she had apparently visited. She was met with no answers. So she turned to the acknowledgements in Argyle, the novel. This turned out to be the golden ticket. Ali thanked a man called Robert Massey in her acknowledgements, who is the deputy executive director of the Royal Astronomical Society, which, again, is an organisation based in the UK. Like, more British killers.
Yeah. She's a New York gal. We know that.
I know.
Also, she might not be. I don't know.
Literally. Also, she says. Yes. So, according to Ali, Robert had provided her with a patient explanation of star charts. So Sophia tracked Robert down. Turns out Robert Massey is definitely a real person and asked him about his correspondence with Ali. Quote, "Massey had remembered, searching through his inbox, that the person asking about star charts in April 2022, identifying as, quote, a novelist writing a contracted spy thriller for Penguin Random House and sending a couple of paragraphs from their manuscript in progress, didn't call herself Ali. She introduced herself as Tammy Cohen." So we have a name. Who is Tammy Cohen? As per the Washington Post, there is a British writer named Tammy Cohen who has published a dozen psychological thrillers and historical novels under three names, Tammy Cohen, Tamar Cohen, and Rachel Reese, but she did not respond to an email inquiry, nor did Felicity Blunt, Cohen's literary agent at Curtis Brown. So, Just a side note here, Felicity Blunt is married to Stanley Tucci and is the sister of Emily Blunt, so everyone's very connected. After these non-responses, Sophia's investigation had come to a grinding halt. But that's okay, because someone else was just about to pick up the baton and run with it. On February 2, 2024, literally like the day after Argylle the movie came out, The Telegraph ran a story with the headline, quote, "I hope Taylor Swift fans aren't disappointed. The real author of Argylle unmasked." As per The Telegraph, "We can announce that Ellie Conway is, in fact, two people. Terry Hayes, the Australian novelist and screenwriter, best known for his world-conquering 2013 debut I Am Pilgrim, and Tammy Cohen, the British author of psychological thrillers such as When She Was Bad and They All Fall Down." In this story, Terry and Tammy were interviewed by journalist Jake Kerridge, and it's quite interesting. Take this exchange between the two authors. Cohen, 60, admits that she was expecting some level of speculation as to Conway's identity, but nothing like this. "God, I hope all the people that pre-ordered on the basis that Taylor wrote it aren't disappointed," she says. "I hope they are," chimes in Hayes, 72. "If that's why they buy a book, they deserve every punishment they get." "Terry," Cohen groans, immediately establishing the duo's dynamic of naughty schoolboy and long-suffering mother figure. I mean, there is so much to unpack in that quote. First of all, Tammy is 60 and Terry is 72, so it stands to reason that they were the boomers operating Ellie Conway's Instagram account.
Oh my God, it makes sense, that angled picture of the bookshelf. It's a little bit like blurry too.
It literally makes so much sense.
Oh my God, but wait, they've been behind her identity the entire time.
So they're both authors of like thrillers, psychological dramas, but they're not like A-list celebrities, you know? So it also goes without saying that Terry really pissed off the Swifties with this comment.
Come on, Terry, you should know better.
He made them so mad. Look at this comment on Ellie Conway's most recent Instagram post. Quote, "This is literally an abuse of power. You used a fan base to boost a movie and a book. Can you just stop? It's sad and pathetic. Truthfully, I hope both tank."
Oh my God. Shots fired right there.
Literally.
You don't mess with Swifties. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God. Do not piss off the Swifties. It's such a bad idea. So this feature in The Telegraph also explained just how Argylle came to be. Basically, Terry was friendly with Matthew Vaughan. They both lived in Britain at the time, because Matthew had been attached to the idea of making a film adaptation of his book, I Am Pilgrim. Unfortunately, the rights to the film had already been sold to the MGM production company and they couldn't reach an agreement, so the idea was dropped. Instead, Matthew approached Terry with a new idea. Crucially, the idea for Argylle, the film, came first.
We knew he was shady. Honestly, the caginess about the release of your film. It's not a good look, my man.
So according to Terry, Matthew was in the process of preparing to film Argylle and decided that it would be a good idea if there was a novel tie-in to be released alongside the film. So he asked Terry to write it as Ellie Conway. The thing was, Terry was already writing another book that, in his words, was 7 years overdue, which now is making those Argylle book delays make a little bit more sense.
Right. Oh, come on, Terry.
Terry, letting the team down. So his publisher suggested that Terry write Argylle in collaboration with another author. This is where Tammy comes in. So the duo wrote the book over Zoom together, with Tammy writing, quote, "the lion's share of the words," and Terry seemingly took control of the action set pieces throughout. Quote, "Terry and Tammy's brief was to flesh out the character of Agent Aubrey Argylle, who, as played by Henry Cavill, features in the movie in scenes dramatised from Ellie Conway's books. Apple and Universal Studios are involved in the production and distribution of the film. Did their executives keep a close eye on the book too? They had their demands, but that was understandable. This is not just a standalone book or even a standalone film. They're hoping it's the start of a huge franchise," says Hayes. It was frustrating on occasions, but you know, what isn't? So there you have it. Ali Conway is not real and she is definitely not Taylor Swift. She is a work of fiction slash a pen name for two authors named Terry Hayes and Tammy Cohen. At the end of the feature in The Telegraph, Tammy shared her hopes for Argyle's future. Everything depends on how the movie goes down. Hopefully, it will be a huge success and we'll write another 10 of these books. Oh. Yeah.
I still need to actually see it. I only heard about it recently as well. I was like, what, Dua Lipa's in a movie? That's the one thing that pulled me in, Dua Lipa.
Literally. And the crazy thing is, this was supposed to be Dua Lipa's acting debut, right? And it wasn't. It ended up not being her acting debut because the Barbie movie came out faster.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. She was that gorge mermaid.
Now, Catherine O'Hara is in Argyle, the movie, and she is like my absolute queen. So I was going to go see it just because of her.
Yes.
But seriously, those reviews are bad. Like, they are not good. It went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh, shame, Argyle.
Unfortunately, it was also a financial flop. Variety called its performance at the global box office disastrous. So it's hard to see exactly what's going to happen next for Argyle, but it doesn't look good.
No.
With hindsight, maybe they should have tried to string the Swifties along just a little bit longer.
I'm sure we can get them back involved in a hot minute.
I'm sure this is going to become like a marketing ploy for production companies, marketing, branding agencies.
Yes.
Like 100%. Hey, let's get the stans. Let's get the Swifties. Yeah. Let's get like the BTS army. Let's get them all on board and make them think that their fave is in this movie or has written this movie or whatever. And they're secretly trying to tell you.
Like, oh my God. It is a smart move, isn't it? Wow.
It kind of is genius, but it sounds like they just stumbled accidentally.
Accidentally, and it's happened. And I was like, come on, Taylor, it does not have the time to be doing this.
Quite literally. Yeah. And that was part of the argument when we were still trying to figure out exactly who Ali Conway was. A lot of people who didn't believe it was Taylor Swift were like, literally, she's amazing, but she did not have time to write this.
No,
like,
no.
There's just no conceivable way that she did it. So there you have it. That's our story about who really wrote Argyle and why it wasn't Taylor Swift.
Not Taylor, it was Terry and Tammy.
They do sound like a dynamic duo.
They do.
So that's all for Strange in the Fiction today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening and thank you so much, Ruby, for being here with me.
Thank you for having me. I learned so many new things today and now I'm spinning out as well. So catch me on TikTok for the rest of the day.
If you liked this episode, please click follow on the Shameless Book Club wherever you are listening. We appreciate it so much and it helps us out so much. And we will see you next time. Bye.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Oh, hi, it's Annabelle Lee and Louis Hansen here. We are your hosts of Everybody Has a Secret.
Woo!
Woo! We are here essentially just to let you know that we drop episodes every week now. Every damn Friday morning, we are in your ears.
That is so exciting. What a time to be in your ear holes. So essentially, each episode, we unpack the real life secrets of our listeners. So this is for everyone who loves, you know, just a little bit of gossip in their lives, which, let's be real, Annabelle, is all of us.
It's absolutely all of us. Don't lie. You all love gossip. So if you want to listen to our show, please do head to your favourite podcast app and listen now.
See you there.
Bye.